Job 25:5 says, "Behold, even to the moon, and it shineth not. Yea, the stars are not pure in his sight." The moon is an amazing thing. We're nearing the full moon stage at this time, and we've had clear nights, so it's dipped below freezing, causing a frost to cover the ground, but also allowing for the bright, nearly full moon to light the night up. It's so bright that I can walk out to the car without any lights on and see clearly. And as our text says in Job, "Behold, even to the moon, and it shineth not." The moon reflects the light of the sun. That's why we look at the moon as a type of the Church of Jesus Christ. We have no light in us naturally, but when each of us becomes a Christian, we can now reflect the light of Christ. And the body of Christ as a whole, as the church, we have a major and lasting impact on the world by reflecting the light of the sun, S-O-N, just as the moon reflects the light of the sun, S-U-N. But it's important that the moon is where it is. Astronomer Danny Faulkner says, quote, "Our moon isn't just a pretty dot in the sky. It helps make life possible, and as far as we know, no other planet in the universe has anything like it," end quote. Did you know that the sun is 400 times larger than the moon and is also 400 times further away? And that is why the sun and moon look about the same size in the sky. You think that's just an accident? Well, if it hadn't been that way, there couldn't be life on Earth. And this also enables us to observe the solar eclipses while not looking directly at them, because the moon just barely covers the sun and produces the effect that we can witness. And the moon's position is vital. Our moon is moving about an inch and a half away from the Earth each year. That doesn't sound like much. In my lifetime, the moon has only moved about 6.5 feet away from the Earth, and I was born 2 months after the lunar landing in 1969. In 6,000 years, it's moved about 750 feet, and when discussing a moon that is more than 283,000 miles from the Earth, well, 750 feet isn't going to make much difference. But the evolutionary model, and what is taught in nearly all government school textbooks, requires a moon that has been orbiting the Earth for 4.5 billion years. At the rate of 1.5 inches, that would mean that the moon was 106,534 miles closer to the Earth. That would cut the distance from 238,000 miles or so to around 132,000 miles. Not only would the moon have been a huge thing to see up in the sky if that were the case, day or night, but that would have thrown our oceans into an unlivable, chaotic mess. The oceans would have been impassable, but also oceanfront property would be worthless for miles inland due to tidal waves. There would be a massive increase in earthquakes and volcanoes, making today's concerns of greenhouse gases look like a burp. The Earth would look a lot like other lifeless planets in our solar system. But thankfully, our moon has always been at just the right distance from the Earth for as long as man has been on the Earth. The idea of a billions of years old moon is science fiction. The placement of the moon is just another evidence of God's fine-tuning of our planet, making it the only planet we know of where life exists and where life is able to exist. The cult of scientism comes up with attempts to explain away these facts, but their motivation isn't true science. Their motivation is to disprove the existence of God. But as you hear the evidence presented by creationists and evolutionists and or anyone else rejecting the Bible view, ask yourself one simple question. What is the best explanation for the evidence presented? I believe that our Creator God, the intelligent designer and eternal sustainer of all that exists, is the best explanation for all of the evidence. In the words of Nehemiah 9:6, "Thou, even Thou, art Lord alone. Thou hast made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their host, the earth and all things that are therein, the seas and all that is therein. And Thou preservest them all, and the host of heaven worshipeth Thee."